Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, something seems fishy here. Dear Stephen Shirley, I rushed into a relationship and I thought I was in love. My boyfriend moved in with me after we dated for 2 months and I got pregnant 4 months later. He wanted us to get married, but I couldn't do that until I lost my baby weight. I ended up having a second child, so I kept postponing our wedding. Now that our kids are 2 and 4, my boyfriend doesn't mention marriage. All he says is money is tight, and he's focused on getting his hustle, his side hustle, going. He told me that he wants to get a salon suite to do tattoos. He hasn't done tattoos in years, but he feels like it would bring in a lot of money. So he's been going out every night of the week and saying that he's going to find customers. He'll stay out all night sometimes, and his excuse is that he does not want to wake the children by coming in late. Their bedroom is right by the back door, but that's a very bad excuse. This weekend, he stayed out again and came home at 7 a.m. Sunday morning. He went straight to the shower. I asked him to please take a shower at his girlfriend's house before he comes home. That caused a big argument, and he told me to get dressed and get the kids dressed. He took us to the bad part of town to show me an old gas station that he had been renovating. He said it was going to be his tattoo shop. There was an old sofa and a microwave in the back, and he expected me to believe that's where he sleeps when he stays out. This is where all of his money has been going, and he didn't even tell me about it. I feel like he has plans to move on without me and the kids. He still hasn't told me why he doesn't come home some nights. Would I be foolish to keep dating this man after all of this? I think, yeah, you would be foolish to keep dating him, but not for the reason you think. I'm saying it's way past time for a commitment between the two of you. You've moved fast in the beginning. You said you rushed into this relationship. And now, 2 kids later, because you didn't lose your baby weight, you didn't want to marry him, so he stopped asking. But if you're still living together and having sex without protection like before, guess what? Baby number 3 can't be far behind, huh? But I do agree with you. A man shouldn't be spending the night out and coming in at all times, all kinds of crazy hours and all of that. But he did take you to the place. He showed you what he's been up to. He said he's been working on his future, and it looks like that's what he's been doing. He's been renovating his business. He told you he wanted to open a tattoo shop. That was his side hustle. So and he could make a lot of money with that. So I'm sorry, but it doesn't feel to me like he's cheating. I don't know. He might be, but I don't think he is. You never once mentioned that he's ever stepped out on you. So I say to you, worry about yourself now. You got to stop putting it off. Start your self-care routine right now. Get your extra weight off. Get your self-esteem back and begin feeling better about you. This is not about him. He says he's doing something for the family, and he took you and the kids to see it. Steve?
Something seems fishy here. No, it doesn't. I see exactly what's going on in this letter. You typed it. I'm going to read it to you. You tell me if you don't see what I see. I rushed into a relationship and I thought I was in love. Okay, right there. Rushed into a relationship. You thought you was in love. So now there's doubt. My boyfriend moved in with me after we dated for 2 months. Ooh, rolling kind of fast. I got pregnant 4 months later. That's 6 months. He wanted us to get married, but I couldn't do that until I lost my baby weight. Okay. I ended up having a second child. So I kept postponing our wedding. Now the kids are 2 and 4, and my boyfriend doesn't mention marriage. Now let's stop right here. Because this is what this whole letter is about, and I figured it out. You said he wanted to get married after your first baby, but you couldn't do that because you didn't want to get married until you lost your baby weight, because you got to take pictures and everything, right? Well, then you messed around and you had baby number 2. And I ended up having a second child, so I kept postponing our wedding. Yeah, you did. This is all you. Now the kids are 2 and 4, and my boyfriend don't mention marriage. Well, you know why he don't mention marriage? Because you told him before you wasn't getting married until you lost the baby weight from the first baby. Then you had baby number 2. Now, the reason he don't mention marriage is because you ain't going to get married because you still got some more baby weight. Now you got baby weight number 1 and 2 on you. And so he hasn't mentioned marriage because you said you're not going to get married until you lose the baby weight. So now with 2 children, that's why he don't ask you no more. Now, he says money's tight and he's focused on getting his side hustle going. Told me he want to get a salon suite to do tattoos. He hasn't done tattoos in years, but he feels like it would bring in a lot of money. Okay, sounds like a plan. So he's been going out every night of the week and saying that he's going to find customers. That's when a lot of people get tattoos after the club closed because they drunk. Okay, so that was his plan. He'll stay out all night sometime, and his excuse is that he don't want to wake the children by coming in late. God, dog, you can say that? Hey, I ain't never used that one.
Hang on, Steve. Hang on.
I love these letters. I ain't never used that one. That's a good one.
We'll have part 2 of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letters subject, something seems fishy here. We'll get back into it right after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is something seems fishy here.
Well, this couple met and they rushed into a relationship, according to the lady that wrote the letter. And she thought she was in love. They moved in with each other after they dated for 2 months. And then he wanted us to get married, but I couldn't do that until I lost my baby weight. But then messed around and had another baby. So now she kept postponing the wedding because of the baby weight. Now the boyfriend don't mention marriage no more. You know why he don't mention it? Because of the baby weight. He know you ain't going to get married no way. Now you got double baby weight on you. You got baby one and baby two. Now that's a real issue because when women have children, they gain weight. That's real. And then they got the hormone imbalance. It's real. What they go through is real. Okay, so now.
Yeah.
But he's telling you that the money tight. He trying to get a side hustle going. He wants to open up a salon to do tattoos, but you say he ain't done tattoos in years. So he's been going out every night of the week saying he's going to find customers. He'll stay out all night sometime, and his excuse is he don't want to wake the children by coming in late because their bedroom is right by the back door. That's a very bad... You know you can open that door quiet. Kids don't wake up. Kids sleep hard as hell. Especially when they feel safe. That ain't even their problem, who at the back door. That's mom and daddy problem. I can't go and answer the door no way. So I got to lay here. I was told you don't go answer that door. I got the beating of my life opening the door one time on a Saturday morning. Opened the door for the Jehovah Witnesses. I opened and let them in. Let them all the way in that house. They was in the living room. God. They was standing.
You're distracted.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that time I opened that door, man. They got all the way up. I invited them in. I asked them they want some water and everything.
Well,
my mama came around that corner. My mom came around that corner, boy. So the watchtower standing there, ain't got her.
Back to the letter.
Anyway, so I couldn't have answered that door no way. Anyway, this weekend he stayed out again. He came in at 7 a.m. on Sunday morning and went straight to the shower. I asked him, please take his shower at his girlfriend's house before he come home. Oh, that started a big argument. He told me, get dressed, get the kids dressed. He took us to the bad part of town to show me an old gas station that he had been renovating. He said it was going to be his tattoo shop. There was an old sofa and microwave in the back, and he expected me to believe that that's where he sleeps when he stays out. My man come through. Boy, that's some good thinking right there. And it had a microwave and a couch. Woo, that was a good one, boy. But no pillow and no blanket. Hard to sleep without a blanket. It really is, man. Something about a blanket that makes sleep better. Even in the summertime. Anyway, this is where all his money has been going, and he didn't even tell me about it. I feel like he has plans to move on without me and the kids. He still hasn't told me why he doesn't come home some nights. Should I be foolish to keep dating this man after all of this? Well, first of all, let me clarify a couple things for you. Y'all ain't dating. Y'all live together. Y'all don't just live together. Y'all a family. So all this, would I be foolish to keep dating this man? Dating this man, he the father of your children. What you talking about? Do you know how far up the road y'all are right now? And you're going to break it back down to just dating. And he still ain't told me why he don't come home some night. Wait a minute, lady. You waiting on a man to walk in the house and really tell you why he stay out at night. You know why he stay out at night? Because there ain't no consequences. There's none. Because he's done it more than once. And there are no consequences. See, I can't stay out all night because I already know when I come in there's going to be some consequences. Well, I'm going to know that long before that because that phone. That phone going to be off the hook. If I was up to something, I wouldn't be able to enjoy myself. My phone would be on constant ring.
As we lay.
Oh, God. Now it's Shirley Murdoch. As we lay, we forgot about the price we had to pay. Oh, Lord.
That's the gospel version.
As I lay here and the sun comes through the window, my whole head explodes.
Post your comments now on today's Strawberry Letter. Steve Harvey FM on Instagram. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.